Boom. Again.
Pow.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Pow. Pow all you want.
Pow.
Hope you get that out of your system. The time is 6:08 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby, also 90.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and join in or be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-KOOP. Do you hate letters? The phone number is 472-5667. If you hear something said in the show, it's only the opinion of the person that said it. No one else, idiot.
That is your opinion that our listeners are idiots.
No, just that one person.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Man. You're high levels. We just heard Yo La Tango, Spanish 4.
Yo, let's tango.
Off their album Summer Sun, that was Little Lies.
And starting us off from their album Big Echo, that was The Morning Benders with Promises. One of my favorite albums so far of this year. Good stuff from them.
Yup.
How are you, Mac?
I am doing amazing, David. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Record store day.
Not talking about record store day.
Never mind then.
Not talking about the fact that the sun is out for about 15 minutes a day.
Majestic.
I'm talking because it's the start of the NBA playoffs, son.
I forgot to buy you a present.
I know. Where's my present?
You're stocking.
Oh, 8 games over the weekend and all of them matter. Oh, it's so good. First game was a total snooze, though.
Oh, that's right. They already started playing. Who played today?
I think right now the Bucks and the Hawks are playing, which Bucks are going to lose that because Andrew Bogut, the Australian center of theirs, is out. But yeah, the Bulls, who are also going to get creamed, took its one small step to getting creamed today by getting...
Hello?
Yes. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amanda. I don't want to be on the air.
Well, tough you are. How's it going?
Good. We're playing darts and listening to your show.
Awesome.
How about that?
Who's we, Amanda? This is friend of the show, Amanda, by the way.
Is anyone going to be eating a Double Down on the show?
Well, actually, yes. Wait for it.
Haven't even given us time to intro the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget about the delay.
It's fine.
It's all right.
Okay, I'm beat red, and I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You want to give me some warning? You're going to put someone on the air?
Sorry. Well, the light was flashing.
I don't always see the light.
Why do you think I moved over here?
Anyway, I didn't because I was looking over here.
Story of our
show. I'm not always like, do I have to monitor your every activity on the board?
Okay, next time there's a call.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be from now on.
Next time there's a call, I'm going to interrupt you like you have never been interrupted in your life.
Why don't you just wave at me?
Huh.
Okay. I know this is really awesome. Followed up with some boring basketball talk with some even boring behind-the-scenes board operation. Yes, but my beloved Spurs play tomorrow.
Awesome.
Which means tomorrow at about 9:30 I'll be crying because they will lose to the Mavericks.
No, they won't.
Yay, that's right. That's the attitude.
Yeah, seriously. We've talked about this. They're going to do just fine.
Why are you making that face, shaking your head no every time you say that?
I'm not.
Why are you slitting your throat and pointing at me?
Well, that's just for reasons entirely different from basketball.
Why are you putting a mimed gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger and blowing your brains all over me?
Because I have 48 more minutes of the show.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's fun.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Busy. Go Saturday. Running errands.
Go Saturday.
Still sans car. So that's actually helped my time management skills, which I'm really terrible at. Because if you tell me I have to be somewhere, if you tell me I have to do something, I will do it. But I will also forsake everything else that day in order to just make sure I'm there on time.
Uh-huh.
But I had to go to an electronics store, and I had to go to a restaurant today to try out some stuff for later in the show, and I had to run a couple other errands. So the bus forced me to Tetris my life, and I got it all done today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I accomplished something, but I also smell because I've been on a bus all day.
You think that the Russians would be better at spatial management?
How so?
Because of Tetris.
I think they do just fine.
They're not really known for it.
No, they're not. But they haven't had a chance to do anything with it.
Stupid Russians. Am I right?
Yeah.
With their video games. David.
Yes, Mac.
The internet has given us a beautiful gift recently. The Insane Clown Posse, who I believe they are the worst band ever. Is that correct?
Yes. They're, oh, my goodness.
They're
a long shot.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And this has been out there for a bit. But I think even people have one of these things, of course, where people tell me, or I read quotes from it and it just doesn't click. And then like the fourth time around, someone tells me, I'm like, what? Oh, mm-hmm. But I saw this off of a friend of the show's, the blog. So, thank you.
Well, because they're,
yeah. I keep on saying so, yeah, or so, yeah, like,
yeah, so what?
Yeah,
and I feel bad about that.
So, like, yeah, sweaty updo and kind robot,
yes.
The proprietors of that blog, but the Insane Clown Posse,
mm-hmm.
which god, they you know, there was a whole thing with their festival, which is called what? Gathering of the Juggalos,
Gathering of the Juggalos.
And then ever since then, it's like. They are just this not, they do not disappoint in terms of being like this awful train wreck. Like, there was that interview on NBC recently where they're like, what was the name of that guy that interviewed Michael Jackson?
I forget the name of him. Yeah, it's that guy, though.
Yeah, and he's just completely insufferable. But he's like talking to the Insane Clown Posse and they're wearing their makeup during the interview. They're so great because there is, they do nothing. There's no irony in anything they do, but everything they do is awful.
Yeah.
And they really dedicated themselves to being awful because they have trumped themselves with their new song, Miracles.
This is something. You ready for this?
And and we got to play and pause it or whatever. Miracles is a song that they have written about what they consider to be miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to listen to all of it, David. And we had to reverse a lot of the swearing because these guys are toilet mouths.
Yes, filth. Just filth talk.
Scum gums, I like to call them.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
All right. Starting it from the
yeah.
We got a theory. You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right. That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way.
I love that their rapping is like so flat.
Yeah.
Too. It's like that like awful. It's like my name's Fred Flintstone and I'm here to say I love Freddie Pebbles in a major way. Yeah. Like it's anyone can do it.
It's the very first rapping ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So flat, and I love their there's a part later on, but they're like, you know, Michigan accents, like so flat, like yo, we got a theory about miracles. Anyway. Continue the awfulness.
Yes.
Insane Clown Posse.
And I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight. And a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky.
You don't have to be high to look in the sky.
No.
But clearly implying that looking at the sky while you're high is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And it's also implying that up until this song, if you looked up, you were gay. Like, but they're saying, no, it's okay to look up and not be high.
I should have pointed out before we played the song, the best part of this song is the really stupid, mundane stuff they consider miracles.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So keep that in mind. Listen to what they think are miracles.
Miracles.
Because we're going to do something with this.
Marvels of the universe.
Yeah, these are the things that St. Clown Posse consider miracles. They see these things and go, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah.
Play it.
And know that's a miracle, open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater.
Please.
Hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long neck giraffes and pet cats and dogs. And I've seen 85,000 people all in one room together as equal. Pure magic is the birth of my kids. I see fish that are shot.
Oh, we're reversing.
The moon and even Mars. The Milky Way of shooting stars. UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs would be a miracle if they existed.
Niagara Falls and the pyramids. Everything you believed in as kids. In rainbows. After it wanes, there's enough miracles here to blow your brain.
I hope not.
I met a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay. It tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away.
Okay, so he fed a fish to a pelican and tried to eat his cell phone and ran away. Yeah, that's a miracle.
Yeah. Que milagro.
Yeah.
That this bird wanted to eat your phone. Oh, how do we explain it to people?
A river flows, plant a tree, plant a little seed, nature grows. Awesome, awesome miracles. But yeah, let's keep it going.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Because the best is yet to come.
Oh,
and by
is.
The way, like you could tell Violent J, he is the more rotund one of the group. He's doing the lion's share of the rapping right now. You could tell he wrote this in earnest, and he was like, man, there's so much wonder in this world. And Shaggy Too Dope, the other guy, was like, do I get to swear? Because he really is the only one swearing in all this. Is like, yeah, my baby was born. It was effing great or whatever. It's like, hey, buddy, why don't you This is about miracles, all right? Not your mouth.
And the video for this is so literal. If they say long neck giraffes, they're going to show you a picture of a long neck giraffe.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there is one thing that could bring a musician that blows, it's when they have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
changes everything, yeah, bro.
It does. It's like, I remember like Scott Weiland, that drug addict, was like, man, if I want to get inspired, let's look at my kids. Let's look at my kids. It's like, wow. It's like every musician is like the first person in the world to have kids.
Yeah. Do your kids write terrible music too?
It's like they have to inform you like, hey, man, you know what kids are like? Amazing.
They're like a little me.
Yeah. You know how everyone always says that? Yeah. Well, it's true.
I didn't know it until I had one of my own. You couldn't have just observed? Anyway.
You have to write a song about it again?
Yeah,
again?
Seriously.
Yeah, continue. Music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen. It can't be seen. And miracles. All magic. You can't even hold it. You notice and recognize miracles. You notice and recognize? It's just there in the air. Yeah, there it is. It's just there in the air. The magic, right? Tell me about music violence, Jay. Music is a lot like it's all a feeling, and it fills the room from the floor to the ceiling. I see miracles all around me. Stop and look around, it's all astounding. Water, here it comes. Fire, air and dirt. Magnets, how do they work? And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all motherfucking lying and getting me pissed. Solar. Wow.
So,
in case you missed that lyric, it is stop and look all around. It's all astounding. Water, fire, air, and dirt. Effing magnets. How do they work? And then Shaglin T. Dopowitz or whatever. Shaggy T. Dope chimes in with, I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all MFs are lying and getting me pissed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, man, how do magnets work? Well, that's very fascinating. Don't tell me.
Yeah,
it's like, a miracle.
And then instant like, yeah, I don't want to hear from some scientist about it.
What's he going to do? Tell me stuff?
KOP, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes. Who is this?
Is the phone a miracle?
Actually, it would be a miracle if I laughed at any of that stuff. That was not funny.
Oh. What's not funny?
Anything you're saying.
So you're saying we're not funny?
Right.
All right. And what's your name, caller? you seem to be laughing at something.
Can't hear you over that laughter. I'm sorry. Yeah. What's your name?
It's just not funny. It's like, how do you get a radio program?
Yeah, how do we get a radio program? What would you do if you had a radio show?
Well, actually, I think if I were going to have a funny program, I'd have a funny program.
That sounds like a great idea. Hey, what's your name, caller?
Denise.
Hey, Denise. Don't listen! You don't like the show, then turn it off! Don't waste my time! Seriously. Look, if it's not funny, then turn it off.
Yeah.
You want to call in and make it worse?
I feel
like... Let's say it's a terrible show. What are we going to do? Hey, your show is not funny. It's terrible. You know what, David? She's right.
Pack it up.
Let's close the books.
Yeah.
Tell you what, music the rest of the show.
I've got Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. That's 12 minutes. Let's just kill the rest of the show then.
You're right. I guess we're just idiots for doing this. Yeah.
Maybe she was trapped under a radiator or she was handcuffed and she couldn't get away. This was her hell. So I feel bad if this is her hell. But other than that, yeah, you're not obligated to listen.
Yeah. Sorry. What an awesome life you must have. You call in every, like, I don't like this. Why? It's not funny. Oh, okay. Great. Thanks for your comments.
I'm going to give them a piece of my mind.
Super constructive.
Yeah, where was the constructive criticism on that one? Okay, let's review. Let's review what we've learned from Denise. We're not funny.
I just think Denise is just not a believer, nor does she recognize miracles.
No, I think she might be a scientist.
Because here's what I would like to do with this song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because this song is terrible, but I would like to record our own version of Miracles.
Oh, David. That'd be the best. That would be the best.
And we're going to need some help from the extended mascot wedding listeners, mm-hmm. If there are any, because we're not funny.
Oh, no. I think yelling.
And you know what? Yeah, exactly. Because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, because she's like, you're not funny. I was like, oh, now you're made me mad. Of course I'm not going to be funny because now I'm a jerk.
I hope I'm
in jerk mode.
You get run off the road tonight. And it's like, well, that's not funny either. And well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, awesome. But tell you what I would like to do is I would like to compile a list of things that are miracles, according to anyone.
Yeah.
And we will put these in a song. I don't even know how yet. We will get this recorded.
Because they've obviously covered all but 12. Because if giraffes made the list and the pyramids made the list, then we're almost done.
So I don't even know if I want to take this next call.
I don't know. I really don't.
Tell you what, though. We'll give a little, you know, because David, I believe and recognize miracles.
Yeah, exactly.
KOP, you're on the air.
I think you guys are funny.
Oh.
Thank you.
Who is this?
A loyal listener. No one you know.
Oh.
But I don't know. That lady was laughing about something. And I think it was your show.
You are too sweet, caller.
You're the best.
You're Radio Peach.
See, we're not going to yell at you. We hope you stay on the road safely and get to your destination.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks a lot. You too. Isn't that nice of him? See?
Yeah.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just calling to say the last girl that called in, she was probably a closet juggler. She didn't know what she's talking about.
Oh, that would be sick. That would be the best.
Dude, if she's listening in the face paint right now,
yeah,
that would be...
Yeah, she's in tears. She's just like, man, I can't believe these guys are making fun of... what, Shaggy 2 Dope? And was it Silent J?
Violent J. Oh, I wish he was Silent J.
Oh, Violent J, yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah, extra violence.
So what's your name, caller?
Oh, I'm Nathan. I've called in before.
Hey, Nathan.
Yeah.
Yes, Nathan. So, Nathan, give us a miracle.
Oh, man, I think the bunnies, kitties.
Bunnies, kitties. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
The Easter bunny.
Easter bunny? Miracle. Bunnies, yeah. Kitties, Easter bunny. This is great.
Yeah. All that money, making money.
Whoa. Yeah. You are on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your last name, Toppin? Because you have songwriting abilities.
Yeah, I might even be able to outright, was it violent and...
Let's not get crazy.
I'm not, you know, hey, well, not bragging or nothing.
Thank you for calling in, Nathan.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you go, but yeah, you know, the last caller doesn't know what she's talking about.
Thanks, Nathan, appreciate it.
Look at...
All right, okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
See, this is
so sweet.
This is like a miracle. This is like It's a Wonderful Life.
You know who I'm adding to the miracles?
Who's that?
Callers.
Yes, they are truly...
Austin's miracle. I'm also going to add Denise onto it.
Well,
so right now, here's our miracle list.
I like the idea that we made her makeup run.
Tell you what, instead of, we'll cross off Denise and put Nathan.
Yeah.
So right now, it's our miracle list is like Nathan, bunnies, what is that other one? Kitties, Easter bunny, making money, callers, miracles.
Yeah.
So give me a miracle, David.
Oh, give you a miracle. Yeah. Give you a miracle. Here, let's take this call. Let me think about this for a second.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Dana.
Hey, Dana. Power voice.
Hi, I'm doing good. I want to start the list of miracles.
Oh, lay it on us.
I think it's a miracle that Denise knows how to operate a telephone.
Oh, well, so Denise is getting added to the miracle list.
Oh, but also, she interrupted, so you guys didn't have time to get to my favorite part of the song.
Which is
when he says, I think it's a miracle my kid looks like me.
Oh, yes, oh, that's great. Because
which speaks volumes about how he feels about the baby's mother. Do they not have, you know, such a good relationship? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're so slow with it, too, that it's shocking because he's like, Shaggy's kids look just like him. My little boy looks just like daddy. It's like, okay. I don't know. Like, they were so slow with it that I totally expected to be like, my little kid doesn't look, you know, some sort of joke something, but no, so slow and earnest. So do you have some miracles for us, Dana?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm going to add you to the miracle list.
Oh, Dana. Thank you. I think you guys are a miracle.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
all right. Have a good show.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
This is KOP.
This is. You're on the air right now.
Wow, that's almost a miracle.
Oh, so what's your name, caller?
This is Giles.
Giles, hey, Giles, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was really thankful that you finally brought up the issue of the ICP, because mainstream media, you know, they just don't seem to point out the fact that it's a miracle that they even have fans.
That's true, yes. Thousands of fans for a gathering of some sort.
Well...
So I'm going to write, it's a miracle that ICP has fans.
I was, you know, personally, I was thinking that, you know, Cheese is kind of a miracle.
Cheese?
You want to add that into your song.
Cheese is great.
Cheese is making the song.
Yeah, I had a hard time choosing between Cheese and Nunchucks, but...
Oh, guess what? Both just made it.
Yeah. You just double dip.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to take all 12 of the miracles, you know, I'll leave some for somebody else. So.
Thank you, Charles. You're very sweet.
We'll give you a songwriting credit.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charles.
Awesome. Awesome. So do you have a miracle now, David?
I do.
Giles coming correct with cheese and nunchucks.
Well, you know what? He hit into my vein. He tapped into it. Of course. Ice cream is delicious.
Ice cream.
Ice cream is a miracle. And you know what else is? Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yes. Whiskey's
man.
A miracle. It makes me stronger. I don't know.
Let me see. I'm going to add cereal.
Cereal's great.
To a list of miracles because that's pretty good.
Actually, you know what is an honest-to-goodness miracle? Like,
should we really put honest-to-goodness miracles
on
here?
I mean, obviously, like, tongue-in-cheek, but something that I realize fascinates me.
Yeah.
Pausing live TV.
Pausing live TV.
Like, the fact that
that really rolls off the tongue.
The fact that we are here now, pausing live TV, that blows my damn mind.
So it's like, Bonnie's, can't read kitties for some reason. My own handwriting is so bad. Bunnies, kitties, Easter Bunny, making money, callers, miracles, Denise and Dana, cheese and nunchucks, ice cream, whiskey, pausing live TV, or something like that.
we'll fit it in.
We'll put it into a beat.
We'll Tetris it.
Yeah, we'll clean it up. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to, I'm still talking about the caller who thought that y'all aren't funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you are funny, and I have evidence. I would like to direct her to Exhibit A, and that would be your MySpace page.
We still have a MySpace page?
That has to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on there, and it's really hilarious. It's like all the films and whatnot.
Oh, we
can
talk about that.
It's really hilarious.
Well, thank you. What is your name, caller?
My name is Misty.
Misty? Can I ask you, is this Misty C?
Yeah.
Misty!
Oh, hi, Misty!
Hello!
Let me ask you something. Yeah, aren't you on our Facebook group?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We keep that tight.
Yeah. We study everyone, stalk them.
Yes.
No, we don't. But yes, we recognize the name, of course.
You have passed.
Yeah. Haven't you donated during Pledge Drive too?
Yes.
Then you're a hero of co-op. Of course we know who you are.
That's so cool.
We salute our heroes.
Yes. So I'm going to, do you have a miracle we can add to the list, Misty?
Yes. The miracle is,
The miracle is Velcro.
Velcro. That is a pretty good miracle.
That's true.
What's your name, of Misty? Misty, what was your friend's name?
Oh, that was Paul.
Paul?
Uh-huh.
We got to make sure they get songwriting credits.
That was the Insane Clown Balloon.
Insane Clown Balloon?
So he says.
Weird.
All right.
No. Okay.
I got another one. He says he has another one.
All right, lay it on us. He can just tell you.
Okay, tell me.
You can play telephone.
Ziploc baggies, and once again,
Ziploc
he's right.
Yeah, he is.
He loves the concept of opening and closing.
He does. Seals. We could just say seals. If we can tell you what, if we're running tight on space, we might just group this under sealable objects.
Adhesives and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, you can always call me or message me if you need any more miracles.
Oh, tell you what, Misty.
The National Weather Service in Austin, San Antonio.
Hello? Oh, hey!
Hey, there we are.
Hey, that was a great momentum.
Interruptions from the National Weather Miracle.
I'm going to write National Weather Service as a miracle. We'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Let's do that.
We can come back and write down some more miracles. I was going to play, it is friend of the show, Sarah. Sarah Champlin's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
And I was going to play a song, Naomi, from Neutral Milk Hotel's album On Avery Island. But turns out Jeff Mangum's a potty mouth.
Oh, no.
And he swears in it. It's just like it didn't sound clean. She's just like the ICP.
Yeah.
Can't keep it clean. So instead, we're going to play Song Against Sex off of this album. This is Neutral Milk Hotel. And more Masquerading Show after this. Yeah, that was not Neutral Milk Hotel. That was Yellow Tango. But tell you what, we got a call. Let's take this caller real quick. KOP, you're on the air.
I was going to play a...
Hello? Caller?
Hi. Is this the Mascot Wedding Show?
This is the Mascot Wedding Show.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. What is your name, caller?
Adam. I'm going to add a list to your miracle to your list.
Oh, please do.
That would be pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza's great.
Pizza's a miracle I thank miracles for every day.
And one other one if I can.
Please do.
Yeah. Birthdays.
Birthdays.
I like that.
I like that too. That's pretty great.
You guys went off the air for a second. That was weird.
Yeah, it was the Did you hear the National Weather Service report?
Yeah, everything went blank for a second, and then the weather guy came on and said Northern Williamson County was having a flash flood.
Okay, box. Trust me, that scared us too.
Yeah. Did you hear us cursing over it?
Because no, I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, because our mics were still on and we didn't realize it for a while.
Good.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good show.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you to Adam.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna try it again. This is Neutral Milk Hotel with Song Against Sex off On Every Island. More Mascot Winning Show after this. Chat, Stu. Back. More Mascot Wedding Show. That was Nutri-Milk Hotel going out to Sarah. Happy birthday. With Song Against Sex off their album On Avery Island. We are also continuing to take your list of miracles inspired by the Insane Clown Posse's song.
Yeah.
Miracles.
And for the record, this is the first and last time anything on the show will be inspired by the Insane Clown Posse.
I don't know. If I ever kill myself, I think that might be
right.
Based on them. So far, we have bunnies, kitties, Easter Bunny, making money, collars, Dana, Velcro, Ziploc bags. Adam came through. Adam? Why am I from the Midwest all of a sudden? Pizza and birthdays. Both awesome.
Those are really top shelf.
Pausing Live TV, National Weather Service, whiskey, cereal, ice cream, nunchucks, cheese, and some other stuff. David, though.
Yes.
I think you have something to talk about, a miracle of your own. By the way, 472-5667 if you want to call in. 472-KOOP.
Yeah, we're not stopping. We're still taking. I'm just going to tell you about something that happened today in the meantime. We talked about this a while back when it was first mentioned, and now it this past week it got released to the masses. That is the KFC Double Down.
Double Down!
Yes, and we thought it would be high time, or at least I thought it would be high time, if Mascot Winning took a bullet again. And that's exactly what I did.
I'm going to ask you a question. Did you tell me you were going to do this?
No, I didn't.
Because why not invite me? I don't like chicken.
Here's the thing. I thought you were actually at practice today. I did this today.
Co-op softball.
Yeah.
The mighty kilowatts.
And it really seems like it would be the antithesis of like fitness.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, put that bat and glove down and come eat this hunk of crap with me.
Practice was canceled due to rain.
Oh, well, then you should have come. I don't know why you didn't.
Okay. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, so
the KFC Double Down, which, David, what is the Double Down?
The Double Down, here we go. It is a chicken sandwich with two chicken breast fillets.
Yeah.
It has Monterey Jack cheese, pepper jack cheese, bacon, and the Colonel sauce.
What kind of delicious bread is it on?
Shut up, Matt, because it has none.
What?
That's right. The chicken is the bread. Chicken's the new bread. I'm surprised that's not their stupid ad campaign.
So this is a sandwich with, instead of using bread, it uses chicken breast as the bread.
Yes, exactly.
That is revolutionary. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just going to give another miracle.
Oh, lay it on us. What's your name?
It's Mark.
Mark.
Y'all left the biggest one off.
Oh, what is it?
The internet.
Dude, the internet is such a miracle.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Look, don't bring science into this.
I don't know how it works. Thank you, Mark.
That's all I had. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Smack the science right out of his mouth.
Yeah, because the internet, that's what brought us this miracle of miracles to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. And we take it for granted all the time.
Mark's got a new nickname. It's called Insightful Mark.
You ain't
got
to be high to enjoy the internet.
Yeah. But did you have to be high to enjoy the Double Down?
I feel like it might have helped. That's not advocating drug use.
Wait, by the way, what is a Colonel sauce?
It's like this sort of spice. What am I doing with my fingers? It's like this spicy sort of like tangy chipotle kind of sauce, whatever.
That doesn't sound bad.
Look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible upon first bite. It was just sort of like, it was overwhelming. Like it was if overstimulation as a concept embodied food form, that's what this would be. Like this was a sandwich invented by the Spike Network. It was like, what if we had two chicken patties and bacon? Everybody loves bacon and guitars and a sauce. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. So like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I went to KFC, which by the way, KFC officially has like cornered the market on ironic foods, because I went there today, hat in hand, I wasn't eating it for enjoyment. I was eating it to take a bullet on my radio show.
Uh-huh.
And in front of me were like four knuckleheads, let's call them.
Okay.
Who were clearly like making fun of this sandwich as they ordered it. And I sort of had disdain for them because I was like, hey, you know what? Like the people behind the counter, they didn't make this sandwich. They didn't like, they don't work for corporate. Okay. They didn't sign off on this. So like, why are you laughing? You're the one buying it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you that because I feel like it was like, yeah, I'll take the double down. Were they like, oh, doubling it down? Did they give you any grief when you ordered it?
No.
Did they seem excited at all?
Like are you talking about the people working there?
Yeah, not the knuckleheads.
They weren't like trained to be like, oh, double. No, they weren't. They weren't trying to do any of that. Like, actually, she sort of had this look of defeat in her eyes.
and you work at a kid that seems to go hand in hand.
But yeah, the guy in front of me, he was like, oh my God, his car was powered by Smirks because it was like, I'll have the double down combo, please. And it's like, what else would you like with it? Like, a soft drink. Like, it really was like, God, I just wanted to punch him with the sandwich. Got another call.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dave.
Hey!
I know him.
How y'all doing? Good show, guys.
Oh, thanks. Well, thanks. This is a free guest co-host.
Yeah.
Part of the
Well, it's the Double Down show. I figured I had to call in.
So do you have...
By the way, Hada, I'm very upset that you went and got it without both me, Mac, Log, and the rest of us.
You know what? It was a calculated risk, and I apologize for that. Double Down's on me next time.
Yay. Wait. Boo?
Well, no, that's the thing. Speaking of, I mentioned this earlier, but... on Facebook, but Long said that if we win our softball game tomorrow, the co-op softball game, by 10 or more or runs.
Wait, what? Hold on. I thought it was if we just win.
No, we have to win by double digits for the double down.
Oh, I get it. That's cute.
Okay.
Long's thinking.
Yeah. Long, of course, captain of the co-op, co-captain.
I added the caveat that if we lose, he's going to buy us two.
That is, because that's a punishment.
And he's going to make you eat them all in one sitting. And then you got to work it off.
Yeah, I have a miracle to add to the list.
Please.
You better.
My miracle is Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Yes.
It's totally a miracle.
How does that work?
I don't know, dude.
Wait, which Mario Kart?
Which one?
Yeah.
Well, any of them, I guess. I don't know how any of them work.
Oh, fair enough.
That's the justification.
That's what qualifies, right? That's the criteria.
If you don't know how they work... then, okay, no, I'll allow it.
Because if that's the thing, Insane Clown Posse doesn't know how anything works. They are the most ignorant people ever. Because it's like, I don't know, cats, what is that about?
And that's why they wrote the song.
I guess so.
All right, good show. See you guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dave Eumann's calling in.
Oh.
Coming correct. Chopper D.
Yeah. Getting back to the double down.
Which, by the way, double down is totally going on the list of miracles.
No. Stop it.
What?
Here's what's going on the list of miracles.
Okay.
Bread. This sandwich, this behemoth, made me appreciate bread. Because, like, bread turns anything into a socially acceptable foodstuffs. Like, if you're like, oh, my God, I'm late for a meeting. I got to be there in 10 minutes. But I also have this ham to eat. You can't just hold ham. But you can put it between two slices of bread, walk out the door, you got yourself a little ham sandwich. It's awesome.
Look, we've all rolled up a thinly sliced piece of ham
and
eaten it before. But you're right, I can't just eat fists of ham.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking on the street.
Yeah, you get beaten up for eating hors d'oeuvres in the middle of the daylight.
I can't pack a picnic that's just loose meat.
It's the weirdest picnic ever.
Yeah, you got to have bread.
Yeah, because when I was younger and my family was not quite as affluent, we always had bread in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were hungry. Maybe bread, maybe cheese, maybe some mustard. That's a sandwich right there, all right?
Yeah, no, back when I was...
Saddest sandwich ever, but whatever.
Back when I was going through college, I would grab like a loaf of bread, and it's like sometimes just eat that bread.
Yeah,
that's exactly. A meal.
Yeah, or maybe like, let's say you go to like a place that serves queso.
Yeah.
Like some sort of cabana of some sort. And you run out of tortillas.
Yeah.
Get yourself a loaf of bread, son. There's still cheese down there.
That sounds pretty good.
Miracles.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Skull Front. I got a miracle for you.
Oh, Skull Front.
Skull Front.
Thank you. Walmart greeters.
Walmart greeters.
It's a miracle in a vest.
I'm going to put Walmart greeters, and I'm also going to write down vests.
Okay, Skull Front's got to go.
Okay.
Oh, he's hammering that to marketing. Thank you, Skullfront. Walmart greeters, yeah.
Walmart greeters. Vest they wear.
Because they're like, they really are geriatric vigilantes. Like, because if you're walking out and you just happen to have a loose item not in a bag, they're checking that receipt.
Yeah.
And good on them. Because, like, what's the end game there if you were actually stealing it? They're not going to beat you up with miracles of nunchucks.
Walmart greeters, how do they work?
I don't know how they work. That's perfect.
Did you, any more double down?
Let's see. Let's just wrap this up, the resolution here.
Double down. Resolved.
It was tasty, but who cares? It was like, here's the thing, getting back to ironic foods.
Yeah.
Like, someone really just needs to start doing this. Like, make a wacky premise, but as long as it's good, people are going to try it once and then just be like, oh, this is all right, okay. Like remember how I was with, like, the McGriddle? And I was like, oh, that sounds stupid, but then I had one and
Oh my God, delicious.
Yeah, and now I can't stop having them.
Like, well, this is the thing. I mean, like, so the Double Down comes out, and there's sort of this, like, national, it's like the national punchline almost.
Yeah.
SNL made a joke about, like, oh, you can order a Double Down meal, or the guy can just stab you in the heart. But that's the thing. Double Down is going to move a crazy amount.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you they're going to, like, I can say still like hotcakes. I guarantee you they're going to just bank on these Double Downs, at least for a little bit, and then, you know, it might go down, but, like.
Sure.
Name another fast food place where we're talking about their menu items.
Yeah, hardly until the McRib comes back, I guess.
That's like, the thing. KFC, by us talking to them, they win.
Yeah, they do.
We lost this one, David.
I lost it. Here's the end
result.
Denise
is laughing right now.
She's laughing.
She's probably got all that KFC. She's probably got stock in KFC.
From that weird black hole in my stomach that I had when I tried to stand up after eating it. Because, like, my stomach just wanted to stay there for an hour, but I had to go places, not... Anyway.
not go-go.
Yeah, exactly. No, my heavens no.
This is a family show. We don't talk about that.
But here's the idea I thought I had earlier.
You thought you had?
No, here's the idea I had.
Okay.
If somebody could just perfect the recipe for, like, pizza in a cup and just be like, hey, guys, in a month, we're coming out with pizza in a cup. And they're like, well, that can't be right or whatever. But you taste it. There you go. That's $1 million. Like, that's been hanging around since the jerk, but nobody ever capitalized on it.
I mean, they make it at those Alamo shows just kind of as a lark.
Yeah.
But larks aside, that's money you're leaving on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're gonna try it. You're gonna want to know what pizza in a cup tastes like.
That's right. Tell you what, let's play a song.
Okay.
And do some business. We'll be back to wrap up.
Where am I?
And hopefully take some more miracles.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have some more miracles, call us after this song, which is what, David?
We're playing the Compulsive Gamblers from their 95 album, Gambling Days Are Over. This is Sour and Vicious Man. More Mascot Winning Show after this. Home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard the Compulsive Gamblers, Sour and Vicious Man.
My name is Mac.
My name is David.
And the phone number, if you have a miracle, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Yeah, we are in the home stretch, only a couple minutes left of this show if you want to call in and give us some miracles. And we'll continue this discussion on our Facebook page, which you can go on Facebook and if you search for Mascot Wedding,
yes,
chances are good it'll show up. Unless there's that rival Mascot Wedding group or whatever. I have a Google alert, by the way. It's on Mascot Wedding.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
a lot of cake toppers.
It is a lot of cake toppers or whatever.
Those are the weirdest weddings to go to.
When we decided upon this name, after seeing it lightning form out the letters in the sky.
Yes.
That's the secret origin of our name.
Like in Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Like lightning goes like, and it was like Mascot Wedding in the sky. I was like, what? That's a sign, David.
So let's,
we didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah. Let's review real quick how much we love our listeners.
You guys were great today.
No, well, what else? This is what I put myself through. This is what we put ourselves through. I ate a Double Down.
You ate a Double Down.
I listened to an Insane Clown Posse at least 7 times today.
The worst part of that song is I paid money for it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't find the track online for free. And I was like, look, and I was like, man, I got to get to the radio station.
Oh.
I had to buy the song. Insane Clown Posse made money off of me.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah, I was bobbing my head there toward the end. And that's a pain I'll never get rid of.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I've got an idea for me, record.
Yes.
When you think you're out of beer and you found one hidden in the back corner of your fridge.
That is a miracle.
Hidden beer. What is your name, caller?
I'm Valerie.
Valerie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Valerie.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hidden beer. Indeed, a miracle.
Wow, finishing the show on time. That might be a miracle.
Oh, I don't think we'll add it to the list, though.
No, of course not. We'll let them suffer. Lisa Linda coming up next with the Clear Spot.
Clear Spot. And it's funny, I think they're going to do an all-insane clown posse show.
Yeah, they are. I feel like we stepped on their toes today.
Yeah. But, From Boom Bang Pow or whatever the name of the new album is,
yeah.
all the way to the Great Malenko.
Yeah.
Right? Is that an album?
I think it is.
It might be. Wow.
Yes, the entire Hatchet Man Records catalog is coming out.
I think it's Psychopathic Records.
That's right, because Hatchet Man's their logo guy or whatever. Yeah. Their mascot, if you will. I don't know why that word didn't come to me.
Can we stop pretending that they're going to play that show before they murder us?
Oh, heavens no.
We'll continue this discussion online. Thank you, callers, so much for calling in.
Yeah, this was a blast.
After we got berated for being terrible.
Yeah, after that thing that never happened. All right.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Anyway, do you want me to read? We'll read through
one last time.
Here.
Yes.
All right. So here is a list of our miracles for this edition: cheese, nunchucks, ice cream, whiskey, cereal, pausing live TV, the National Weather Service, pizza, birthdays. That's an awesome one. Hidden beer, bread. Mario Kart, Walmart greeters, vests that they wear, the internet, how does it work, bunnies, kitties, making money, Easter bunny, collars, Velcro, and Ziploc bags. Hey, Clear Spot, do you ladies have any miracles?
Thanks for that.
You're going to have to go on the air and talk in a minute. You know that, right?
Yeah. Dead air. How does it get filled?
You don't have any miracles? Records? Is that a miracle? Jeez Louise. Clear Spot, no help.
Better bring it at 7
Absolutely
o'clock.
Absolutely no help.
Better bring it at 7.
But stay tuned for them.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep. I'm out of stuff, David.
So am I. We're going to go out with Unrest, Cath Carroll. For more information about Mascot Winning, including show archives and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwinning.com. Email us, mascotwinning@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, as we mentioned, keyword Mascot Wedding. Let's continue this miracles discussion. Anything else?
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac. Clear Spot coming up next.
Adios, Austin.